Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you, from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Bob, it's been a rather incendiary show, I think. I think it's been a fun show. I think it's been a contentious show. I think the callers have been wonderful. I also want to tell everybody out there that if they need a spot to park for the AC/DC concert, try the garage at Nova Place. Nova Place just steps from PNC Park, short walk to Acrisure. Located along South Commons, prepay and reserve your parking at Nova Place Garage on ParkWiz, the best part is an easy exit in any direction after your event without getting stuck in traffic near the stadiums. Plus, they offer hassle-free mobile payment to avoid any lines or delays while exiting the garage. Nova Place offers parking for all events on the North Shore, sports events, concerts, and more. So how do we articulate, in the end, our opinions on the George Pickens trade? Did the Steelers do the right thing here? 412-928-9370. I say unequivocally, yes, it's addition by subtraction, not unlike Deontay Johnson and others. You can't afford to wait around and pray that this guy, who has shown so much immaturity and selfishness and lack of dependence in terms of being late, in terms of needing babysitters on the sidelines and quitting on routes and wearing the F word on his face in a nationally televised game, and all the stuff that went on, I can't trust him. That's Cabali said it well. The Steelers didn't trust him, so they gave him away for a third round pick. I approve and give this. I give this trade an A. Now, when you combine it for the fact that they ignored all the red flags, the draft pick itself gets a D because he didn't even make it to the end of his first contract. But the trade, I give an A. And Bob, I endorse the trade. You?
I would agree with most everything you said, with one exception, and this is my exception. My exception was, you have a guy who should be motivated. I realize what his past has been, but I also have seen guys who've gone through tough beginnings in terms of immaturity suddenly understand, you know, how things can change and how the maturity level increases. Now, he may not be the person to do this, but I was hoping, because they hadn't made a pick at the draft and it seemed like they were going to have him here, that he would turn that into a positive season, to the point where he would be extremely motivated by money and that he would have a big year, because DK Metcalf would take pressure away from him and others. So with Aaron Rodgers, hypothetically, at your quarterback, that looked like a lot of weapons that could make this offense better. So I was going in that direction, and I'm still not ruling out that he'll go to Dallas and have a big year. Now, the question will be, can he do it if he's the same George Pickens? The answer is no. He has to change. Can he change? That's the untold question and answer that we don't have right now.
Do any of us really change, Bob?
Yeah, people change. You don't think professional athletes who are immature, I mean, you could look at a lot of them over the years. And
percentage-wise, I think it's low. I think for humans, it's low. Although I would agree that we can.
When
we
you
can.
Have potentially $100 million at stake, can you change, at least for 1 year? I think there's a lot of potential for him to change for 1 year because he has a lot riding on this year. And if he's that crazy and stupid not to understand it, then he's going to have a terrible season, pout, whine, and complain, and then he'll ride the Deontay Johnson train. You know, that's you don't want to go in that direction.
No, you don't. Limits, do you endorse this deal?
I do. I do endorse the deal. I feel like that Dallas pick is going to end up being a pretty decent one for them. I don't expect the Cowboys to really be all that good this year, especially their division has improved. Getting Pickens out of here, I wish they would have more of a plan as to how to replace him. We'll see what happens there. But yes, I do think based on everything that had happened with them, they just reached a breaking point with Pickens, and this was ultimately the best deal that they could get, so I'm okay with it.
412-928-9370, you want to weigh in. The other thing that's happening here, Bob, is this is more evidence that the Steelers are building resources, a treasure trove of resources, I think most people would agree with this, to make their big play on a quarterback at next year's draft. I mean, they're gathering picks. They seem to be willing to do anything. They've been willing to step out of character several times in the Omar Khan regime. This seems to be another step in that direction, does it not?
Yeah, I mean, you have I think 12 is the number of picks. They have a first, a second, three thirds, potentially two fourths, two fifths, two sixths. So they have a lot of things they can do, and if that's how they're thinking, I think people would understand that. But I also know that, you know, I think they don't like to give up on seasons. Trading George Pickens without I don't know what the plan is moving forward to replace a number two again. That does not help their chances of having a good season in terms of getting into the playoffs and winning playoff games. I think they're better on paper with two dynamic receivers, you know, athletically. They don't have that now, so who will step up? Who will it be? And is there another chapter to this story? Is there someone else out there they're trying to get?
Is the whole Aaron Rodgers thing really worth it at this point, Bob? Now you're going to get Phil Spano's pizza. What a move this was. You're taking him home, Bob?
For my wife.
What a move for his wife.
That's
awesome. That is Phil Spano's pizza is amazing. Phil, would you agree, Limits?
Yes. So you and I were down there.
I knew she heard us talking. He was here.
Great move.
So she said, he said, bring, and I said, I will gladly bring you the pizza. So that's what I'm doing.
Bob always got to
take care of you got to take care of your significant other.
Yes, you do.
And Bob took care of me earlier, getting me a hamburger.
And I did. And Joe, I would have taken care of you, except you already ate a lot and you're about to go to the bathroom. You have that look.
Yeah.
That means you're going to make a dash across the...
This is how SGA looked right before they blew out the Grizzlies, Bob.
Wow, more blowouts than the 1960 World Series.
Fan Twitter brought to you by South Hills Kia Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. The text line brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. And the fan hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. So how are you guys feeling about the team at large right now? As it stands right now, and right now they don't have Aaron Rodgers. My opinion would be, Bob, this is a worse team than last year, even if I think that this is addition by subtraction, getting rid of Pickens. The most important position's quarterback. They're worse.
Yes, it is. Most position, you got to have a quarterback. So at some point, this story is going to continue to move forward until they solve it there. In the meantime, I think with two unknowns, and I classify Troy Fautanu as an unknown because we have not seen him in the pro level, and Broderick Jones moving over from right to left, it's unknown. I mean, we think in observing what he does and what he's done in college that he could be a lockdown left tackle. To me, that's another interesting part of this whole equation is the offensive line, and will those two guys be able to handle those roles? And if they can, it makes life better for Aaron Rodgers. If they can't, then they're going to have more problems. So, yeah, it's still an incomplete roster to me, and they need more things. So,
Bob, are you watching the Newt Barkeller matchup here?
By the way,
the
Pirates
went
1-2-3 in the top of the first, just very simply.
And the Cardinals' leadoff man is on. This will go well.
Sonny Gray is a good pitcher, and every time he's up against the Pirates, it seems like he does well.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news,
you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
But then again, they don't score runs, so.
No, they don't. Glad to see Valdez at first.
Pham's batting 178. That's an
improvement. Pham in left. Peggy at short. Frazier at second.
Peggy,
Key Brian Hayes.
Peggy Z.
Oh,
what is it?
My God.
Peggy Z.
Peggy Z.
Peggy.
Who is it?
Peggy.
Peggy Z. Somebody in tree.
In tree
it was. Yeah. Izzy.
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 Izzy
Z. Peggy in tree.
Izzy Z. Peggy in tree.
Went looking for. Well, forget it. And we're not going to go back to the children's rhyme.
Izzy on the Z, other. Peggy Tree.
So what do we make of this? George Pickens, the George Pickens era is over. I'll say this, Bob, it was never boring, was it?
No, it always gave fodder to talk about. There's no question about that. But a very immature person, cost himself potentially, but then again has one last chance to get what he needs. And if he does... You know, then it's going to be looked at maybe not the same way you're looking at it right now.
Yeah, man. I mean, nobody denies this guy's talent. He is a phenomenally talented player. Limits, let's go to the lines. They're wide open here, please.
And they're really starting to pack in. Let's first begin with Ed in Brookline.
They're lighting up like Mulsey in a craft beer house, aren't they?
Or Pony at a Syracuse game, or Bob on his bobblehead night.
Or Crowley at Mountaineer
Field. I may not be there based on what you guys are trying to put out. You know, I'm not going to go there if you're going to... Do the things you said you're going to do.
What? Oh my God! It's all fun, Bob.
No, it's not.
We're gonna have a wiffle ball game before the game with us, a celebrity team, against his Baldwin team.
Wait a minute.
Hitting from second base over the fence. There, you're gonna sing the anthem.
Know. Oh, see, that's what I'm talking about. No,
you're gonna sing the anthem. Yeah. Limits is gonna play his clarinet for "Take Me Out to the Ball Game."
That's not gonna happen. Dude, do you think I really know how to remember playing that? It's been like
practice.
15 years.
We have 2 months.
Practice? I didn't know how to play it to begin with.
Practice. Talking about practice? Let's go to the lines.
All right, here's Ed in Brookline. Wants to chime in on Pickens.
Hello, Ed.
Hey, thanks for taking my call. Just two quick points, if I may. The subtext of this trade for me is that this was one more guy that Tomlin thought he could handle. He brought a toxic, enabled, entitled guy here, and he wants to do the same again with Rodgers because his ego drives the decisions.
Bingo. And I mean bingo on that. And it ain't just Tomlin that thought that. It's the rest of the football world that lives in a cloud of delusion when it comes to this football team. And I guarantee you, when the reports came out about Pickens, the quotes and stuff before the draft, you had people, all these talking heads on national shows saying, oh man, that's the perfect place for him. Pittsburgh. That culture in Pittsburgh with Mike Tomlin, they'll get him on the right path. No, they'll actually enable him and embolden him, which is exactly what happened. And every time this guy did what he did, whether it was quitting, whether it was showing up late, whether it was being a baby on the sidelines, whether it was getting in a fight on the last play at Cleveland instead of doing his job and rising for the ball on a Hail Mary, Tomlin ran to his defense every single time. He was like Alan Faneca on a running play, pulling out and running interference for Pickens. He enabled him and emboldened him for his whole tenure here, and the dude didn't even make it to a second contract. Very well said by you.
But Tomlin doesn't learn because he's bringing in another diva in Rodgers, another problem child that he thinks he can rein in or whatever, or get the most out of. It's not going to go well. The only other thing I had was, to Bob's point, if Pickens was smart enough to change in a contract year, maybe he'd be smart enough to see that his behavior all along was going to cost him money. You know what I mean?
Sure, like, you're absolutely right.
Smart enough to figure it out. Then he should be smart enough that he would get it by now. And I'm not saying, Bob, that you're wrong, because it could happen, but I'm not counting on it.
Well, I only said it because I think they're better off with those two guys there than without him, talent-wise. I'm only speaking from a talents-wise. If he somehow can do this, he could have been an asset for 1 year, and then they could have left ties.
By the way, The conservative offense, I'm sorry to bring up another point. I just thought of this, but Joe, you were talking about, you know, does the conservative offense, are they able to take advantage of two, prolific deep threats? Well, that, I think it's easier to handle more weapons than fewer, especially if it opens up the running game and you can have a more successful running game if that's what you want to focus. I don't know. I'm out of my depth discussing that, but I think it would be, I would have liked to see two deep threats and what that could have.
Oh man. The best version of Pickens with Metcalf would have been great. How often have we seen the best version of Pickens?
2 years ago we did. I thought 1200 yards. That was his best version.
Yeah. But we also saw him quit on a run play at the goal line, Joe, and then say he didn't want to get injured.
But what I'm saying is there is some high end talent there.
Nobody denies that.
Maybe I'm just too much of a believer in human beings being able to identify their weaknesses and change, because I think that's, we all have to do that no matter what it is. And I would think a receiver who is about to embark on what could be a $30 million a year job would make sure that would change. Maybe I'm just illogical.
But he wouldn't have changed it until now. Suddenly the light goes on and now he changes?
And again, with the notion from a Pittsburgh point of view that you take advantage of that for 1 year and then be done with him, because ultimately he may go back to that style. But for 1 year, you take advantage of the fact that he should be motivated, and if he is, you benefit, and then you get rid of him.
Ideally, that would have been the case. That wouldn't have been my bet. The guy can't even show up to a game against the Chiefs on time. Second annual Fan 5-Alarm Marathon presented by Allegiant Community Federal Credit Union will take place June 5th and 6th. This year's broadcast at the Upper St. Clair Volunteer Fire Department. You can donate now at 937thefan.com to help support local volunteer fire departments in our area. Brought to you by Charles Leach Insurance, Firehouse Subs, True Fan Travel, People's Natural Gas, and Luis Anthony Jewelers Limits. Who's next?
Here's Ted in Mount Washington.
Hello, Ted.
What's going on, guys? Hey, real quick about Pickens, I think he's going to be absolute star in Dallas. Just because it doesn't work here doesn't mean it won't work there. You have three different offensive coordinators. You have five different quarterbacks. He has an offensive coordinator who wants to go back to the 90s and run the ball all the time.
But you have Brian Schottenheimer down there now, too, so I'm not sure what they're going to be like.
Well, I'll tell you this. I don't think you trade a Pickens if you know Rodgers is coming. I think they're both are linked together. Ooh. And I'll be honest, with this offense, the way it's constructed, you might as well bring back Neil O'Donnell. All you're going to do is have – you paying a receiver, Metcalf, what, almost $150 million to block? You cannot compete with the Mahomes. You can't compete with the Burrows. You know, it makes no sense whatsoever. They're going backwards and not going forwards. There's no direction in this organization.
And whose fault is that above anybody's?
Oh, the owner. He don't think it's a problem. He thinks everything is just right. You know, I don't care what quarterback you bring in or what receiver you bring in. As they feel they can win like this, a very conservative offense, I don't care what quarterback you put in there. If they're down by two touchdowns, everybody knows it's over. They cannot put points up. That's not today's NFL. I don't know what their philosophy is, but they're exposed. They have no clue what they're doing.
Thank you, Ted.
Going on. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down. we've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.